Let me just say something, because the Spirit of God spoke to me on this whole idea of giving and receiving. The reason why I want to take you there is because I really believe that this economy cannot sustain itself with what's going on. Because it's this thing is bubbling up again, you know, and we need to get off of it. We need to look at our sowing and reaping as our way of getting increase, rather than working two jobs or three jobs. Nothing wrong with good work, but my point to you is, let's look to God and trust Him. Learn to trust Him for our increase. So, I just want to teach you what I know. That's all. And if I can teach you what I know, and you can come on in here without grumbling and complaining, I'm gonna tell you, I can take you somewhere. I said I can take you somewhere, and by the Spirit of God. All right, let's read. I'll start reading at verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, taking you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having all done all to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, above all, taking the shield of faith, where we shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Y'all with me? All right. You see this part that it says, above all, taking the shield of faith, you shall be able to quench all the fire darts of the wicked. Let's just look at something. As I was reading that, come on over to 1 Peter chapter 5. In 1 Peter chapter 5, now I want you to look at this. The enemy knows that our minds are very powerful. They really are, folks. They're very powerful. In fact, let me just say something here about this. Without human assistance, Satan cannot affect one square inch of this planet. I will say it again. Without human assistance, Satan cannot affect one square inch of this planet. Are you all with me here? Now, I'm saying that he knows that you have, as a human that God made, is powerful. He knows that. When Jesus came, He came fearless. Let me put something here. And when He walked, when He started His ministry, He had a fearless attitude towards adversity. Fearless means absolutely no fear. He was fearless in his mastery over circumstances. He was fearless and not afraid to go before the Father. He was not afraid of Satan or demons. He was not afraid of disease. He was not afraid of death. Nothing could kill him. He Lord have mercy. I got to slow down here. Actually, this is. He got to this man, put it up on Mark chapter 5, verse 1. He got to this man who was, in fact, demon-possessed. Means demons was using a man to cause problems in the earth. And I said something. I said, without human assistance, Satan cannot affect one square inch of this planet. In the beginning, when he tempted Eve in the garden, what did he use to tempt her? Now, I'm not talking about the tree. I'm talking about what creature? He used a serpent. He needed something to speak for him. And I'm saying to you that as they were, I'm just putting these things, I'm feeling the Holy Ghost, you know. As they were in Mark, I don't know where I got you, but that's, just stay with me. In Mark chapter 4, verse 35, and the same day when evening was come, they said unto him, let us pass over to the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship, and there was also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a what? Pillow. And they awake him and said to him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? Now, what did I say about this? I said that above all, taking the shield of what? Faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery what? Darts of the wicked. Where does he shoot those darts? At your mind. At your mind. His job is to tell you, you are sick. Now claim it. Come on, his job is to tell you, now you know you are not going to get married. So his job is to tell you, whatever your desire is, his job is to come in and shoot a fiery dart. You are not going to pass this course in school. Matter of fact, you're too stupid to be in school. That's his job, to tell you that it will not happen. And that is a fiery dart. And what you've got to do with a fiery dart is you've got to put it up against 2 Corinthians and chapter 10 and verse 3. Though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Strongholds where? In the mind. Casting down what? Imaginations and what else? Every high thing that what? Exalts itself against what? The knowledge of God. What did God say about your health? See, I got to take this. It is written now. And I got to take this sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Folks, you think he doesn't come after me? Folks, I got to run him off, look like, all the time. Because he's shooting a thought in my mind. And you got to understand, wait a minute, right away I got to put it up against the word. I don't care what it is, because he'll give you a suggestion and a symptom at the same time. Boop, boop, just like that. Just that quick to get you to claim it. See, claiming it is speaking it. remember one of the sisters here, he said, I said, sister, how did you get rid of that and so forth that the doctor said you had? She said, I never, ever repeated what they said. See, if he shows up at your door and rings the doorbell, you answer, and you got, here's somebody with a big box of black snakes. What are you going to say? You know, all right. My point to you is you got something to say. Now, I know people say, well, you know, it's too late now because I accepted the snakes. Well, you can get them out of the house. Cause pigs in the parlor, you can get them out of there. You can get them out of there. This year, we're going to reverse all the curses. We're reversing curses this year. We're going to have miracles this year that are on another level. That's why I'm getting everything right. I'm getting the praise and worship right. I'm getting everything right. Because praise can shift atmosphere. Praise can make it so that you can think in a way to receive from God. That's why I'm trying to get it all right. Do it my way. Do it the way I said it. Because I got insight to this thing. So, here is, he's going over to the other side. Here comes a storm. Now, remember what I said last week, containing, trying to contain us. And it means to hold. I looked it up. It means to hold within a specified limit. See, you got saved, but he wants that to be the end of it. He doesn't want you to go any further. And folks, that's just the beginning of your redemptive package. The next part, you're supposed to be rich. The next part is you're supposed to be healed. Come on. The next part, you're supposed to be honored. So it's a lot of things in your package. So this is where he's trying to keep him from getting to the other side. Now, why is he trying to keep him getting to the other side? Well, you see who's over the other side. Well, who's over the other side is the demoniac. And the demoniac is being used by the devil to cause a storm. And watch this. To be able to control the whole marketplace up and down that coast. He's controlling it. And so now what has got to happen is Jesus is going over there because he's going over there to put an end to this reign of the devil over people's lives in this part of the country. And we need to put an end to the reign of the devil in Chicago. Am I right about it? And to do that, something's got to wake up inside. If you're dead inside, if you're just not alive, if you're just willing to go along with anything, as long as it's not coming to your house, well, hang on. If you keep letting it run like it's running, it's going to show up in the suburbs. This thing, the devil, listen, let me tell you something. The curse will spread. And we've got to push back darkness. You and I have been called by God to push it back. Now, I told you Sunday, every promise God has for you, you're going to have to do what for it? You're going to have to fight for it. And I told you that a slave won't fight. A slave-minded individual will just accept things and let them go on and go on. Folks, it's time to fight. We've got land out here, come on, but we're not fighting with natural weapons. Our weapons are not carnal, but mighty what? Through God. And faith, anytime you get in faith, you shift the battle. And Satan is no match for the power of God. And you have the power of God on you right now. Say amen to that. And what you need to do is stop. Don't go by your mind. Because your mind doesn't know how much power you got. Just go by what I preached. Go by what the word says. He said that you can pull down strongholds. It says that nothing shall by any means hurt you. Glory to God. It says you will cast out demons. Say amen to that. So I'm just saying, we're gonna work on our image. We're gonna have a walk around with an image of superiority. Now, I didn't say arrogance, I said superiority. Because we're supposed to be superior over everything. So here is Jesus, and he's got to do something here to get this whatever this storm is, and he's stopping that storm. He said, no, and stopped it. But he looked at them, and he said, verse 40, he said, why are you so what? Fearful. How is it that you have no what? Faith. So notice, fear was contaminating their faith. And I'm telling you folks, listen, stop fearing anything. I said, stop fearing anything. It doesn't make any difference. Say amen to that. Now, y'all don't mind me talking like this, do you? All right. Well, good. Praise God. Because I'm going to keep it up. I told you, see, I'm not dropping down anymore. I discovered I had dropped down. Now I'm about to rise up. Because I can't take you where you're supposed to go if I'm down there where I'm not supposed to be. So I'm rising on up, and I'm going to take you on over. Say amen to this. Folks, let me tell you how much power you got. Can I just tell you how much power you got? You can even stand in your house and decree things. And everything in your house will change. I'm going to say it one more time. You can just stand in your house. Now, let me tell you what happens when you decree a thing. Are you ready for it? Whatever is in heaven comes down to earth and superimposes itself over whatever conditions are in your house. Thou shalt decree a thing, and it shall be established. Say amen. Amen. So I'm saying that I can stand in my house, and I can begin to speak into the atmosphere. And whatever's in heaven will settle down in my house. Can I keep going here? So Jesus was not afraid of disease. And look what happened to him in Mark chapter 1, and verse 40. And there came a leper unto him, beseeching him, and he kneeled down and said to him, saying to him, if thou will, thou can make me clean. And Jesus, moved with what? Compassion, put forth his what? Hand and touched him and said, what? I will, be thou what? Was he afraid to touch him?
No.
All right, notice what he had. He didn't have sympathy. That'll get you disease. Compassion won't. Sympathy comes from human, and it'll let the stuff come to you. But compassion comes from the Father. And it'll make it go away from you. Wow. That's all I'm going to say about that. So sometimes you got to watch it, because sympathy will try to rule you and pull you out of faith and get you to sympathize. God, he had compassion. Say compassion. See, you got to let God, Lord have mercy. You got to let God regulate it through you. Folks, you got to understand, a lot of people don't like me talking like this. Because of the weakness of the individual, what they've been through and everything. I'm saying I understand that, but get over it. This devil doesn't care. He's the author of keeping you weak. He is the one who tried to get you to look at me and criticize me right now and say, oh, he ain't talking about nothing. I'm not talking about nothing for weak people. I'm talking about something for people who want to go somewhere and do say amen to this. Folks, this is a trick of the enemy. He would try to make you think that see, what I'm doing is more than preaching. I am imparting. I'm imparting the righteous spirit that is in me into you right now. See, as you receive this, say amen to this. I saw it. You see, this is knowledge is more than something you hear. It's something of the spirit. We got to put an end to some of this that's happening. We can't let darkness keep coming like this and we not doing anything with it. The prince of darkness will take everything you've got if you let him. We're going to start pushing him back. It's time for him to go back. But you can't do it with a weak, mindset. You know, that Wally Cox, you can't do it with that. You got to come up, man. I'm telling you. We're going somewhere. But that enemy didn't want them to get to the other side. And what he doesn't want you to do is to get to the other side of knowledge. He doesn't want you to receive this. And because God's going to give you information that you've never had before. Folks, if you got any kind of situation happening in your life, all you need is knowledge. You need knowledge. You get knowledge and you can get the devil out of your life in every situation that you've got. And God made it that way. Say amen to that. The thing he gave Adam and Eve to protect themselves with was knowledge. He said, don't eat of that tree. Say amen to that. Amen. And she violated that, and the next thing you know, all humanity has fallen. But then Jesus came to restore humanity. But he didn't come to just take us back up to where some weak folks are. He came to take us back up where the original Adam was. And Adam had it going on. Adam could walk on water. Adam was so powerful that I tell you, this man preached. He said when God, the angel saw him making man, he stood man up, the angels thought they were seeing double. Man. But notice what man is. Man is the only one that can sit down with God. Say amen. Amen. An angel can't sit. A cherubim can't sit. Nobody can sit but man. Mankind. Say amen to that. So take your seat and understand that you are a joint heir with him. That as he is, so are we in this world. Say amen to that. And rise up and let's take the portion that belongs to us. All this earth supposed to be a part of the kingdom. The kingdom of God. And the devil is trying to use and usurp property and do things in this earth that legally he's not supposed to be able to do. And it's only because somebody hadn't taken time to preach this. But we're going to preach all of it. We're going to make it so that when you say something, your faith is going to be so sharp until you can say this, I will have the money tomorrow at 4:25. Say amen. Amen. And your faith will work that at 4:25 the next day, if God has to send a donkey in there to bring you your money, it will be in there. Say amen to that. Folks, it's time for us now to have miracles of creativity. Say amen. Amen. I understand that we can go and get on all kinds of weight training programs, but what if you just had one night that we had the anointing of God in here and you lost 50 pounds? Come on, come on. I'm talking about have to hold your britches up going out the door. Say amen. Amen. What if you've had a mastectomy and in that same night, all of a sudden you look at your breast and oh my Lord. Say amen. Amen. Come on now. I'm talking about a large size bra. And I'm talking now, I'm just saying that you got to understand that God wants to do something that Satan been trying to contain. But we got to get wild for Jesus and let Jesus be and do what he wants to do. I'm telling you, that's why a lot of the young people going out there and doing something else and so forth, because there ain't no action up in here. But this year, I said this year, there's going to be a year like no other year in this century. But we got to expect it. Say amen to that. I'm telling you, folks, we're talking about unusual. We're talking about the kind of miracles that when you go home and try to take, you know, your hair off or weave or something, try to take it off, you can't because it's yours. Come on now, stay with me. I'm talking about beyond all you can ask or think. I saw the news where what's his name, Earl Locker, and he got a transplant because you know he always shaved his head and so forth, but he wanted some hair, so he went and they showed it on the news, he getting more hair, you know, they transplant and so forth. I said, okay, that's all right, but the God that I serve, come on now, he can make it real. You don't have to stop by the physician. Just stop by living word. Say amen. Amen. Now this is where you need to go, folks. We got to go here. We got to go here. This is what the church is supposed to be all about. Anything that in any way would mark your redemptive testimony,
yes,
God is going to make it up. See, he's trying to get you saved and stop right there. No, we're not going to stop right there. 2016, I want all my stuff. Amen. Say amen. Amen. I want my eyesight. I want my hearing back. Come on. I want my walk back. I want my run back. Come on. I want my schooling back. I want everything that's been stolen, you want it back.
Amen.
Glory. Say amen.
Amen.
And it doesn't make any difference. Now, whatever things you desire when you pray, come on, believe you receive them. Yeah, don't just say, I want any kind of husband. Get that paper out. Be specific, because you don't want him to throw you anything. He coming out with some things this year, and you just don't want anything. You want to make sure that, yeah, okay, I asked for him tall. I didn't want him short. Well, you should have said that. Come on now. Are y'all with me? I'm talking about education, jobs, whatever it is. God's going to meet some needs here, because you're going to see a difference between the church and the world.
Amen.
That is significant. He's going to comfort Zion. This is our time, folks, but I'm going to expect it. Supernatural increase. This is something you didn't have to work for. You just went to the meeting. Are y'all following what I'm saying? The devil doesn't want you to think like this. See, when you're thinking these kind of thoughts, you're thinking thoughts right from heaven. He wants you to think, well, how can I do that? No, he don't want you to figure out how you can do it. You just say it. Say amen to this. So, above all, taking the shield of faith, that you'll quench all the what? Fiery darts of the wicked one. Now it says, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit for the saints. Now over in 1 Timothy, and I think it's chapter 3, he talks about praying for those in authority. Now make sure I got the right chapter there, okay? 1 Timothy, chapter what? Three, all right, two. Or is it two or three? Okay, the person back there ought to see it. Okay, 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 1. Chapter 3, is it 3? It's one, First Timothy chapter 2, okay? All right, verse 1, come on. He said this, I exhort therefore that first of all, supplication, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for what?
All
men. For kings and for all that are in where? Authority. Why? That we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. So, you've got to pray for your leadership. Amen. Say amen.
Amen.
Now, why do you have to pray for them? Because all leadership is spiritual. All of it. All of it. Satan wants high places. He wants to control leadership decisions. And people are either hearing the voice of the Holy Spirit, or they're hearing the voice of the devil. Are you with me?
Yes.
Now, who did Pharaoh have as his counselors? You remember? He had sorcerers, magicians. Am I right about this? Who did Nebuchadnezzar have of as his counselors? Say amen. He had all kinds of Chaldeans and witch doctors and so forth. And that's what they use. Because they lean on them for decisions. But when the righteous are in authority, say amen.
Amen.
The people can rejoice. Why? Because they're hearing the voice of the Good Shepherd.
Amen.
And that voice they will follow.
Amen.
Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
So we've got to pray for them because their two voices vying for this person's, with this person, for this person's authority. And they want to use them to, in fact, lead the people the way they want them to go. How many of you know Satan was talking to Hitler?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Big time.
Yes, sir.
Every day, telling him what to say.
Yep.
Rallying the people. And so we've got to pray for those leaders because we need them to hear God's voice.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Now, when they take those offices, they should take those offices, watch, and dedicate the office to God.
Yes.
Because there are offices that have been dedicated to demons.
Yes.
And that's why everybody that gets in the office goes to jail.
Oh.
I ain't gonna say no more about that. You pick it up. Are you with me?
Yes.
But prayer is a weapon that enemy does not want you to launch. Because God will hear it and answer it. But he needs somebody to pray. Can I get somebody to pray? So we're going to go more into that next time, but I'm saying here that this prayer thing, we can't overlook this because this is a part of this whole spiritual weapons thing that we've got to use to subdue the devil. See, you can't get in there and try to fight it with your fists and natural weapons. You can't do that. The enemy has a way around that every time. I told you about the time I was, here we were in Sister Beverly's home, and we were staying there. You know, when we came, we were $200. And so now we're trying to get out. I'm trying to get out, and every time we save $400, boom, that car breaks down. So, I mean, something would happen every time. Man. And pretty soon I knew this wasn't a divine delay. There was a demonic delay.
Yes, sir.
I said, the devil is holding me.
Yes.
Containment. So what did I do? 3-day fast. What did I do? All of a sudden discernment came. Or what did I do? I heard from the Holy Ghost. And he said, decree what you want. I said, I'll be out of this place in 7 days.
Amen.
Oh, glory to God. When I said that, all of a sudden, now angels are lining up. Everything's shifting now. Say amen to that. And then 6 days, I said, I'll be out of here in 6 days. And then the next day, I'll be out of here in 5 days. I said, baby, we'll be out in 5 days. Where are we going? I said, I don't know where we're going, but we out in 5 days. Where are we going? I said, I don't know where we're going, but we'll be out of here in 5 days. See, I couldn't let the pressure make me say something different. Say amen to that.
Yes.
I'm telling you, when you're in a tight place, watch your mouth.
Yes, sir. Amen. Yes, sir.
Stay, watch your mouth, because that devil wants your tongue. Because death and life are where? Not in the power of the devil. So I got to say what God said, and I'm going to tell you, one miracle started happening right after the other, because Bill Winston didn't give up. And watch this. You're not going to give up. I said, and don't try to say something that's possible. Say something that's impossible. That's all I got. Give God praise. We'll close it out from there. Woo-wee! Say this with me. This year
is my year.
I take ownership over it. This year.
God will work with me
and through me, producing
supernatural
increase.
I know
my Redeemer lives,
and I look to the
hills
from which cometh my help.
My help comes from the Lord.
So Satan,
drop my stuff.
Whatever you've stolen
over the last 10 years,
I'm getting back
with interest
in the name of
Jesus.
Angels,
go.
Cause my stuff to come.
Starting tonight.
In
Jesus' name.
Now give God a praise
and receive it.
Now, the only thing I'm saying is this.
When things
don't look like they're going right,
you
may be
in a professional
environment or
getting professional
to look at
your situation and so forth.
I understand that.
But you
go home and say what
God said.
Amen.
And then
whatever
channel God
wants to use
to deliver
you,
watch this.
Let
him deliver you.
Amen.
Because
he knows
where your faith
is.
Amen.
Say
amen to
that.
Amen.
Some,
you know,
I remember
a time
when we were
in Minneapolis.
And a
lady came
up. We were
all high
in the spirit.
She said,
God said,
tell
everybody to
take their
glasses off
because
he's healing
everybody's
eyes.
I didn't
put it through
the filter
of the
Holy Ghost.
I said,
everybody take
your glasses
off.
And
people were
bumping into
each other.
That
wasn't even God.
Amen.
So I'm saying
if you
go to a professional,
give you
a supplement, a vitamin supplement, or tell you so do and so forth, go with that. I mean, that's God's way of delivering you. Say amen. Because he's going to meet you at the level of your faith. See, don't try to climb up to my faith if you're not there. Then stay with your faith because you're going to get to where I am. Praise God. And everything going to be all right. Say amen to that. Glory to God. If you hear God spoke in your heart about being born again, let me pray for you right now. Whoever that is, right now, I want to pray for you. Get up out of your chair. Come on up here. Stand with me at the altar. Praise God. Stand with me right here. Glory to God. God bless you. Good to see you. Good to see you. God bless you.